Abba Father. Abba Father. Abba Father. Creator of all things, you hold all things in existence. Who am I that I should come before you? Father, I bow down before your goodness, your mercy, your forgiveness, your kindness to me. It is not only good to be with you, it is my duty to offer you praise and thankfulness every day. How can I go through a day without remembering you, giving you honor and worship? You alone are important and must have the first priority and love of my heart. There is nothing else and no one else but you. I want to live for you alone. You call me to prayer by your Holy Spirit. Your Spirit reminds me that I am united to you, because I am the temple of your Spirit. You Father, and Jesus Christ dwell within me, that's why I can never go through a day without offering you my love and praise. Father, you and I are one in the Spirit of your Son Jesus. We share a loving communion. I can never be separated from you on this earth or in heaven. I only live a life of union and communion with you, Father. Nothing can separate me from you. I am certain that nothing can separate me from your love, neither death, nor anything in this life, not my present troubles and sins and weaknesses, nor anything in the future. There is nothing in all creation that will ever be able to separate me from the love of you, Father God, a love which I share with you through Christ Jesus our Lord. Father, I am not living a life that is separate from you. Once I did, but now, Christ lives my life by faith. I died with him and now live his resurrected life. I live by the Son of God, who loved me and gave his life for me. I will always be united to you, Father, and your Son Jesus, in the Spirit. In that union I share with you, I can only love you. I live by your love. For this reason I fall on my knees before you, Father, for I am your Son. I ask you from the wealth of your glory to give me power through your Spirit to be strong in my inner self, and I pray that I become more and more aware that Christ has made his home in my heart through faith. I pray that I may be firmly rooted and grounded in your love, so that together with all your saints, I may have the power to understand how broad and long, how high and deep, is Christ's love for me and all mankind. May I come to know his love, although it can never be fully known, and so be completely filled with the very nature of the Trinity God. To you, Father, who is able to do so much more than I can ever ask for or even think of, to you be glory in all the people of the Church and in Christ Jesus for all time, forever and ever. Amen.